A devotion for the midweek of the fifth Sunday of Lent. A reading from the Passion History, Part 5. At every Passover feast, the governor was in the habit of setting free any prisoner the crowd asked for. At that time, there was a well-known prisoner named Jesus Barabbas in prison with the rebels who had committed murder in the riot. When the crowd gathered and began to ask Pilate to do for them the usual favor, Pilate told them, "I cannot find any reason to condemn Jesus, but according to the custom you have, I always set free a prisoner for you during the Passover. Do you want me to set free the King of the Jews for you?" He knew very well that they had handed Jesus over to him because they were jealous. When Pilate was sitting in the judgment hall, his wife sent him a message. "Have nothing to do with that innocent man, because in a dream I suffered much on account of him." The chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask Pilate to release Barabbas and to have Jesus put to death. The governor asked them, "Which one of these two do you want me to set free for you?" They answered him with a shout, "No, not him, we want Barabbas." Barabbas was a bandit. Pilate wanted to set Jesus free, so he called out to the crowd again. But they shouted back, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them the third time, "But what crime has he committed? I cannot find anything he has done to deserve death. I will have him whipped and set him free." But they kept on shouting at the top of their voices that Jesus should be nailed to the cross, and finally their shouting won. Pilate took Jesus and had him whipped. Then Pilate's soldiers took Jesus into the governor's palace, and the whole company gathered around him. They stripped off his clothes and put a scarlet robe on him, and then they made a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put a stick in his right hand, and they began to salute him. They knelt before him and made fun of him. "Long live the King of the Jews!" And they beat him over the head with a stick, spat on him, fell on their knees, and bowed down to him. Pilate went back once more and said to the crowd, "Look, I will bring him out here to you to let you see that I cannot find any reason to condemn him." So Jesus went outside wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Look, here is the man." When the chief priests and the guards saw him, they shouted, "Nail him to the cross! Nail him to the cross!" Pilate said to them, "You take him then, and nail him to the cross. I find no reason to condemn him." The Jews answered back, "We have a law that says that he ought to die because he claimed to be the Son of God." When Pilate heard them say this, he was even more afraid. He went back into the palace and said to Jesus, "Where do you come from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Pilate said to him, "You will not speak to me? Remember, I have the authority to set you free and also the authority to have you nailed to the cross." Jesus answered, "You have authority over me only because it was given to you by God. So the man who handed me over to you is guilty of a worse sin." When Pilate heard this, he was even all the more anxious to set Jesus free. But the Jews shouted back, "If you set him free, that means you are not the emperor's friend. Anyone who claims to be a king is no friend of Caesar." When Pilate heard these words, he took Jesus outside and sat down on the judge's seat at a place called the Stone Pavement. In Hebrew it is called Gabbatha. It was then almost noon on the day before Passover. Pilate said to the Jews, "Here is your king." And they shouted back, "Kill him! Kill him! Nail him to the cross!" Pilate asked them, "Do you want me to nail your king to the cross?" The chief priests answered, "The only king we have is the emperor." When Pilate saw that it was no use to go on, but that a riot might break out, he took some water, washed his hands in front of the crowd, and said, "I am not responsible for the death of this man. That is your doing." The whole crowd answered back, "Let the punishment for his death fall on us and on our children." Then Pilate set Barabbas free for them. He had Jesus whipped and handed him over to be nailed to the cross. They took the robe off of him and put on his own clothes once again, and led him out to nail him to the cross. He went out carrying his own cross, and came to the place of the skull, as it is called. In Hebrew it is called Golgotha. On the way they met a man named Simon, who was coming into the city from the country, and they forced him to carry Jesus' cross. This was Simon from Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. They seized him, put the cross on him, and made him carry it behind Jesus. A large crowd of people followed him. Among them were some women who were weeping and wailing for him. Jesus turned to them and said, "Women of Jerusalem, don't cry for me, but for yourselves and for your children. For the days are coming when the people will say, 'How lucky are the women who never had children, who never bore babies, who never nursed them.' That will be the time when people will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Hide us.' For if such things as these are done when the wood is green, what will it be like when it is dry?" Here ends the reading from the Passion History. Let us pray. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, because you hate nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent, create in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily repenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain from you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us your servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.